Do they look any different offensively now they've had a different quarterback than you faced the first time around?
Much different. You know, I think they're a much improved offense. You know, all you have to do is look at their last two games. I mean, they're, you know, a couple weeks ago against Tennessee, you know, they really had a big comeback and had a great opportunity, okay, other than a drop pass in the end zone, all right, to win the game where they took the ball down the field in a two-minute drill. And, you know, last week against the Lions, you know, I mean, you take out a couple of the penalties there in a two-minute at the end. I mean, it's – so they've had really good opportunities to win their last two football games. And, you know, obviously when we played them the last time, Hoyer was a quarterback. You know, Barkley came into the game. You know, they've had Barkley there now, and I think that he's doing a nice job for them. You know, the combination of the running game with Howard, you know, the big running back, and, you know, he's doing a real good job on his play-action pass game. They do a nice job of protection. You know, he's only been sacked, I think, three times. And part of that is, you know, if you can run the ball effectively and play-action pass where you can max protect a lot and get your receivers up the field. And Barkley's done a good job, you know, with that. They're getting Alshon Jeffries back, you know, who has been their number one receiver, and they haven't had him for 4 weeks. So, you know, he'll certainly make them better, you know, at that position. So, yeah, they're a different looking offense, and I think they've kind of found their niche, okay, with their people, their offensive line playing well. You know, they've got three tight ends that they're playing, and so I think they're doing a good job, and they've been right there in all the games that we look at for the most part.
What do you think you are with your run defense? I know numbers-wise it's not as good as it was, but you guys are probably doing some different things too.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's going to be important Sunday, you know, that we play good run defense because their offense is based off of running the football. You know, I mean, you can see John Fox's philosophy. You know, I mean, you run the ball and play good defense and you know, keep things close and find a way to make plays to win the game, you know. So Sunday will be a challenge for us in run defense. We, you know, they do a good job. They have a good offensive line. Got a good blocking tight end. And, you know, they'll use the fullback some, okay, in the backfield. And they'll use tight ends, you know, back there. But, you know, and then that complements their play pass game. So we know going in, okay, it's going to be important, all right, that we do a good job in their run game, especially with this big back because he – you know, all of a sudden you look in there and it's like most big backs, you know, he runs behind his pads and if he gets a crease, you know, he's a pretty patient runner. But next thing you know, it looks like he's not going to get anything and he has 4 yards. And so we're going to have to do a nice job of making sure we get the second and third hit and not let him fall forward, all right, for 4 and 5 yard gains.
Morgan at that whip position a lot. Obviously, you're better set up for matchups in the passing game, but you're also smaller against the run. What do you have to do to compensate and maybe differently because you are smaller against the run, make sure you're not giving up anything there?
Well, we have a number of different packages. You know, I mean, that's one package, which we happen to play a lot of, you know, last week just because of matchups. But, you know, so we'll have that available to us. But, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, we'll play it. Whether we play it as much as we did last week will kind of depend on how the game goes. You know, we played it an awful lot last week.
Now, with Demaryius, I know the way he played at ASU with that safety position, he was almost a lot of times like a cornerback, but probably come up to line of scrimmage. But what did you see from him that told you he could be effective, you know, at the boundary, you know, where you had him, you know, mostly his last few years?
Well, he's an excellent athlete, you know, and really good vision in terms of good ball skills, good instincts, able to cover ground. You saw in the interception he made. I mean, he really did a nice job of timing that up. You know, when he saw that Wilson was scrambling and threw the ball up, you know, he knew how far he had to go to get it, you know, and it was timed perfectly. So he's got the ability to make those kind of plays. I mean, we've seen him, you know, make key plays. You remember against San Diego in here on that fourth down play, you know, where he timed that, okay, to tip the ball away. And, you know, a lot of that is football instincts. You know, he has good football instincts. It's nice to have him back, okay, and hopefully heading in the right direction from a health standpoint. and because, you know, he gives you an athlete that can make big plays like he made Sunday.
Hey, Dom, what does Josh Sitton look like on film to you?
Josh looks like Josh always did here. You know, Josh is a savvy veteran guy that knows all the tricks of the trade. He does an excellent job with his hands. You know, very good pass protector. And keeps people in front of him. Very good at picking up stunts due to his experience. You know, he's made them better in the offensive line. You know, I think their offensive line is playing much better than, you know, than when we got ready to play him in the first game. Of course, Josh didn't play against us in here in the first game. But, you know, I've got a lot of respect for Josh, you know, as a pass protector and a savvy offensive lineman that keeps people in front of him.
Is this a weird week, game planning against him? I mean, he's been in your locker room for so long, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, we're well aware, you know, of what his skill set is, all right? I mean, he's very good at passing games. And, you know, so I think any time you add a veteran lineman like that, you know, into your core, you know, it's, you know, that helps things, so.
With his intelligence as a player, how much do you have to switch things up?
Oh. Well, yeah, you know, Josh is a smart guy. So, you know, we're going to play our game, all right? But, you know, I'm sure that you know, they've certainly quizzed him, you know, in terms of what he's seen, you know, out on the practice field for a few years.
Since you got here in 9, you know, you've had a number of defenses that have trended upward through the years, 9, 10, 14. This group seems to be doing the same. What are some constants or parallels from your seat to, you know, kind of make that happen so regularly?
Well, one of the things that we do is, and we've talked about this many times before, you know, we play so many young guys early, and, you know, that's not the easiest thing to do in the NFL in terms of going out, because we all know that these games, 1, 2, 3 plays can really determine the outcome of the game. But the benefit of that, I think, is, you know, hopefully you get to this point in the year and, you know, the rookies aren't rookies anymore. They've played. They know what's expected. They know more about the speed, the tempo of the game, you know, the preparation element of it. I mean, just if a guy's set in the meeting room, you know, the whole year, he's going to absorb things that he really didn't have much of a feel for, you know, when you started. You know, we've always been young on defense. And part of that, it's even like, you know, with our veteran players, you know, with a guy like Julius, you know, I mean, trying to make sure that we monitor and control their reps early, you know, so hopefully this time of the year we have them playing at the top of their game, because we all know December football is what it's all about. And, you know, that's why this game Sunday is, you know, so important, you know. And but I think, you know, getting some young guys back and hopefully them having a feel of the scheme and a feel of the guys that they're playing with and what the expectations are, you know, of them. So that helps.
You may have to use your other D lineman. I'm talking about, you know, Guyon and Daniels. I'm talking about, you know, Clark and Lowry and Ringo a whole lot this year. I would assume you're probably going to have to use them a fair amount in this game. Or you think those guys are up to the task?
I do. You know, I think that all three of those guys you mentioned, I think you've seen Dean Lowry, you know, come on and really make strides, and his play time's going up because of that. You know, I thought Kenny Clark played one of his best games against the Bears here in the first time we played him. You know, he had some very good plays and was a factor in that game. And now we've got Ringo going. So you know, when you get to this time of the year, you need those big guys, because you never know what the weather conditions are going to be, you know, and those guys really have a big part to play, you know, in the run game. So, you know, feel good about those three young guys, and they've played more and more for us now.